Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you're new to the show, welcome. This show is about key concepts. You can search the YouTube. You can go to seminars. You can accumulate data from books, magazines, so on and so forth. But my finding, my emphatic plea to you, my passion is to get you to integrate the higher concepts. Today, we're going to talk about stretching. Yeah, we all know how to do it, so we think. We all know what it means, so we think. My finding as a doctor is we're failing. We're not putting the pieces together. We're trying, and that's good. You're going to the yoga classes, the Pilates classes, the stretch classes. You're looking at the videos. But when I watch you do it, I don't see the magic happen. Now, bigger systems of medicine, yoga in particular, Tai Chi, Qigong, Kung Fu, have attempted over the centuries to give you that essential understanding, the point to which you can cure your disease. Get rid of your back pain. If you really understand how to stretch, how to elongate tendon, how to realign tissue, you should not suffer from fibromyalgia. You should not suffer from arthritis in the spine. You should not suffer from facet syndromes. You should not suffer from, you shouldn't suffer from anything. Yoga is here to cure, but when I say yoga, it gets us off track. Yoga means too many things to too many people, so I'm not going to say yoga. I'm going to say learning to stretch. Then we relieve ourselves of all the stigmas. Learning to stretch. Don't turn off the radio. Don't walk away from this show. Because over the next 55 minutes, if you can take into yourself what I'm laboring to get to you, you'll hit another level of understanding about your health. And for those of you with fibromyalgia, yes, I'm talking to you specifically. Low back pain syndromes, mid back syndromes, cervical syndrome, so on and so forth. You gotta get this down. But it's much bigger than that. I could start with the pineal gland. Again, if you're new to the show, get to the website if you can. If you're driving when you get home, get to the website. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's two T's, Straight Talk. This is Straight Talk on Health. If you're on the site, as you should be, picture number 48, the pineal gland. Oh, why is he mentioning the pineal gland? I could start the show on stretching with the pineal gland. I'm not going to. I just wanted to fake you out. Did I fake you out? Do you understand why I could start the show on stretching with the pineal gland? I hope you understand that if you've heard my other shows. If you haven't, you have an excuse. A good excuse. Who's going to connect stretching your hamstrings with the basic driver of all electronic energy in the body, the pineal gland? It's where the magic and miracles is. I could start the show with the pineal gland. I'm not going to. Go to picture number one. How's that? Picture number one. If you're on the website under shows, you can't miss it. Picture number one. Click it. Upper body in four main types of standing posture. Which one are you? Are you balanced? Are you the flat back? Are you the sway back? Are you the kyphotic lordotic? Big words for is your spine crooked? What does this have to do with your fibromyalgia? Man, do you need to understand. Picture number two. Go to picture number two. Lordosis, Kyphal Lordosis, Swayback Military Posture. Do you know these people? Which one of them's you? None of them's you. You're an integration of all of them. Either way, whether you look like the first guy or the last guy, chances are you don't understand what alignment really means. Stretching's supposed to give you alignment. Alignment's supposed to give you that edge in releasing the muscle, the tendon, and pulling open the joint. So why isn't it working for you? You've got pain. You've tried yoga. You've written it off. You've stretched. You've written it off. You've tried Tai Chi, Qigong, Kung Fu, Pilates. You've written it off. You're circling around in chronic pain for years. Why isn't it working for you? You don't know how to stretch. I'm just going to give it to you straight. You don't. You go through the motions, but you don't inhabit the process. You've got to start with that understanding. Then I can teach you. Picture number three. A normal spine and a lordosis of the spine. Ladies, gentlemen, those of you with back pain, I don't care what kind. I'm talking all kinds. No kind excluded. If your back looks like that, yeah, it does. 6 times out of 10, 7 times out of 10, you have an exaggerated lumbar curve. It's because you don't know how to stretch that this sustains its problem. And that problem is once the weight of your body from that great big head of yours on that skinny little neck down through the shoulders, down through the pecs or breasts, into the thoracic spine, down onto the lumbar spine, into those crooked, twisted, high heel ridden, sneaker destroyed feet. Your line of pressure through that exaggerated lumbar curve is going to create disease in you, not just fibromyalgia, not just low back pain, not just spondylolisthesis, not just spondylysis, not just lateral recess syndrome, not just canal stenosis, not just arthritis, spinal arthropathy, not just degenerated disc disease. Why do you all think that these are different problems? If you're thinking that way, don't think that way. Think a new way. Think the way I ask you to think. Learn to align the gravity lines from your head to your heels. And don't get lost in the trivia of these diagnoses. This is your vital, terrible, horrible mistake. I have this diagnosis. I have that diagnosis. No, I don't have arthritis. I have a grade 2 spondylolisthesis. No, I don't have that. I have a 4-millimeter disc bulge, right lateral. Chitely, just slightly impinging the nerve as it exits the foramina. No, I don't have that. I just have something slightly touching the dural sheath. And you repeat them off your tests, your CT scans, your MRIs, your X-rays. You just memorize it out of the mouth of your surgeon, your neurosurgeon, your orthopedic surgeon, your chiropractor, your whoever. And now you've defined it for yourself, and you're looking for a specific therapy for it. Big mistake. It is why you go around in circles, and too many of you do go around in circles. So get the concept here. No matter what you've got, that spine is crooked. Crooked one way or the other, who cares? Picture two, crooked one way or the other, who cares? Picture number one, crooked one way or the other, who cares? Picture number five, look at picture number five. You've seen this one on my shows before. There you are, figure one, Matt, wedding day. There you are, high school football coach, champ. There you are, back in the good old days before life got complicated. There you are, picture 32-pound. Image number two on that. So picture five, the second picture, the one in the middle. There you are 20 years later. Now you're in your happy 60s, your 70s. You know, you want to stay alive and happy for the grandkids, this kind of thing. There you are, you're 70, 75, 80. What happened? Are you understanding? Your low back pain, your neck pain, your disease has to do with the imbalance in the posture. Stretching fixes this. Now, stretching what? There are structural muscles. There are muscles in your body that are very important to get acquainted with. I put the lower part of your body on the show today. I'm not going to deal with the upper part. But the lower part, the muscles down low. You could do a little research yourself. The muscles down low, the rectus femoris, the adductors, the hamstrings, the calf, the psoas, the diaphragm. These muscles down low control whether or not you're going to have, now go back to picture number three. These muscles I just mentioned, the psoas, the rectus femoris, the adductors, the hamstrings, the calves. These muscles are going to control whether or not you have exaggerated lumbar curve or a normal spine. And if you can shift from that exaggerated lumbar curve to the normal spine, you're going to help your pain syndrome. And if you're trying and you're not succeeding, there's reasons for it. And my point primarily with the show today, largely with the show today, is that you're going through the motions, but you're not really learning how to stretch. All right. Let's continue. Let's take a look at the rectus femoris. Now, there you go to picture number seven. Go to picture number seven, click it on, rectus femoris. There. I've got the name of the muscle. X marks the spot. Now, look at picture number eight. Now, we isolated out the rectus femoris. We isolated it for you so you can really see it. There's two ends to that muscle. Both ends attach to bone. And I just want you to understand where they attach to the bone is where the action is. It's what you've got to get to. It's what you've got to have relationship with. It's what you've got to isolate. Yoga is a system of isolations, not stretches. Hey, you yoga guys out there, the ones out there that do it, are you getting to your tendon? I'll guarantee you half the time you're not. Don't be content just pulling on the muscle. You've got to get into the tendon. I'm going to repeat this a lot today. The tendon is where the muscle attaches to the bone. Achilles tendon, those stringy things. That's where the muscle attaches to the bone. If you're not pulling on the tendon when you're stretching, you're not isolating the muscle. If you're playing around with the middle of the muscle, with something along the muscle, if you have no other choice but to do that, so be it. But you better be getting to the tendon sooner or later, or you can forget the benefit. Those of you, I watch the women do this all the time, stuck in endless circular fibromyalgic patterns. Polymyositis rheumatica, spinal arthritis, rheumatism as they used to call it, disc issues, facet syndromes, going to yoga classes, spending money in Pilates classes, going to dance classes, cardio bar classes, this class, that class, the other class. I'm sorry. I submit this humbly. You're missing it by a million miles. Because when I watch you actually stretch yourself, you have no concept of how to isolate the stretch into the tendon. I hope this is exciting to you. I hope this isn't causing you anxiety. I hope you're humble enough to submit that you don't know what you're doing. Most of the yoga taught in the United States today is ludicrous. It's a ludicrous debasement of what yoga truly is. All right, yeah, you don't like to hear it. Yoga people don't like to hear it either. I couldn't care less. It's a pathetic attempt to teach you to isolate into the tendon that attaches to the muscle. And if you don't inhabit your body and go through the step-by-step of actually learning that from somebody, intuit it, pray to God to give you the wisdom.